Episode 2642, Second Chances.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive by. Happy every day. It's time to rise and shine. It's a brand new start of a brand new week, and it is leadership, inspiration, motivation for what you want out of your life. Your dreams and goals can be had, but you have to be willing to show up. You have to be willing to see second chances. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Now, please be patient with me. Believe it or not, I do not have laryngitis. However, it sounds like I do. I am losing my voice. I don't know what my grandson gave me. He loves his grandma so much that, well, he took my voice away. But you know I'm here for you. And so if you can bear with me, I promise to make this not a long episode, but one that will definitely impact the world that you touch. You decide every moment who you are and what you believe in every day. Second chances come every second. Don't miss your second chances. You know, oftentimes we are so wrapped up in the busyness of life that we completely miss what is right in front of us. Opportunities present themselves, right? But you're already going another direction and you have something more pressing that you leave the possibility on the table. Think back to a time when you missed out on something, maybe a cutting-edge project at work that really would have catapulted your career. Maybe it was a class at school or online that you just were dying to take, but for some reason you missed the registration date. Or maybe you forgot to turn in your son or daughter's National Honor Society application and they did not get in because of that and there was no extension. Maybe it was something where you wanted to go see a concert with your favorite musical artist, a trip of a lifetime, or a portion of your dream at your fingertips, but somehow you missed out. What if you could get a second chance though? Do you think it would be worth taking that chance for a second chance? And I really mean that question sincerely. I asked my son as I was writing this episode and making some notes on it, I said, what picture do you think of when I say second chance? And he said, well, that's a good question, Mom. I said, I know, that's why I'm asking it. Because I was asking that myself. Now, I am one who is probably an extraordinaire observer, meaning that I really do pay attention to things, little things. I notice nuances that no one will notice. I can walk into a house and I'm going to see a crooked picture and no one will notice it for years. It's just the way I'm built. I'm built differently. We all have those little special talents, I like to say, or quirks, however you want to put it, wink, wink. Regardless, though, you have to be after something in life to see it. Otherwise, it's going to pass you by. You could have a fierce lion in your front yard bushes. But if you don't notice him, if you're not looking for him, he's just going to walk all the way to the other side into your neighbor's yard and you'll miss him. Are you one who wants to miss a second chance? Because believe it or not, a lot of people assume that if it doesn't happen the first time, it wasn't meant to be. Time does not move on your schedule and to-do list. We think it does. Oh, I'm going to schedule it in. May 7th, this is going to happen. December 22nd, this is going to happen. Really? How many times did you say, I'm going to lose 20 pounds by summertime? Summertime came and went. Maybe you lost 10 pounds, but you never made it to the 20. Does that mean that you're less than? Does that mean that you missed an opportunity? Or wait, was it just a second chance to extend your health and lifeline? To focus a little bit more on yourself. You have to understand that when life happens, you have to choose to be aware of your surroundings. You have to see what other people do not. Otherwise, you will miss what's right in front of you. Yes, the lion in the bushes. So hang on to your hat and do not miss your second chance. That is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. Do not miss your second chance. And this only comes by who you are willing to become and leaning in on what you learn along the way. You must lead your life and be proactive. A passive stance will leave you in the dust. Would you say that you're a proactive person? Or are you reactive? If you're not sure, think about how you react to your children. A glass of spilt milk on a Monday morning, what do you do? I know what I did when I was a young mama. Ooh, I kind of lost it, just a little bit. I wasn't leading my family well then at all. Over the years, I was like, really, spilt milk? Okay, great, throw a few paper towels on it. We got to go out the door. I'll come back and clean it up. It's not going to hurt anything. Unless it's a blood or a flood, I really can't do anything about it. I can clean it up if I have extra time. I can get out whatever cleaner I want to, and it'll be fine. Or I can throw down paper towels. It'll sop it up. I don't have to worry about it running everywhere, and then I can focus on just that spot. Are you willing to lead or leave? You decide. So how do you not miss your second chance? Number one, you must be well aware. Not just aware, but well aware. Are you the one who pays attention to detail? Right, the lion in the bushes? To help you answer that question, think about when you go into your favorite store. Okay, maybe it's your Walmart, your Target, whatever your box store is, or maybe you have another store that you frequent, even a clothes store. Do you notice when they move things around to change your shopping habits? Now, seriously, think about that. Because unfortunately for most, the basic rearrangement of products goes unnoticed. Did you know they move products from the middle section to the top of the shelf down to the bottom of the shelf? And there's reasons why they put them in certain places. Seriously. Now, we're not going to spend a lot of time on that. But products are placed in certain areas. Why do you think in some stores, they have the batteries on one side of the store and then the groceries on the other side of the store? Why can't they have batteries on both sides of the store? Why do I have to walk an extra 300 steps to get the batteries cattywampus all the way in the back of the store when they could have it right where I want them on the end of the aisle? They put everything else, all these little trinkets, but why not batteries? Because they have a purpose. It serves a purpose. It gets you to go through different aisles and you buy other things. Very rarely do any of us shop just on what's on our to-do list or our shopping list. We go in there, we're like, oh yes. Just a total sidebar here. Did you know actually for me, shopping online saves me money? Because I go into a store and I'm like, oh yeah, that, I like that, that's brand new. And I buy this and I buy that. And the next thing you know, I'm like, I really didn't need it, but I have it, so I use it. But if I'm online, I'm not tempted as much. Yes, they show me in this kind of bottom section of, well, you like this, well, you may like this also. I don't have time for that. I go in for what I want and I leave. I put it all in my cart and then I check out. Be well aware. Know what is being pushed upon you and what you are willing to look for. Are you looking for the lion in the bush? Or are you just looking at the bush? There is a difference. Number two, see possibilities, not dead ends. You can run yourself into the ground because you are living with your head down. Just look at people. Come on, we don't have masks for the most part. Now I gotta say that sometimes in some areas I do wear a mask out of courtesy and respect for others. But also at the same time, as you look at people, regardless of a mask or not, their head is down. You don't ever see their eyes. All you see is the top of their head. How can you identify anybody? You have got to be willing to see the possibilities, not dead ends. If you are unwilling to look up and ahead, if you are unwilling to be present, you will miss a second chance. So again, it goes back to the lion in the bushes. Are you just seeing, well, there's my bushes? Or you're noticing a little bit of movement and you want to approach it. The color is different. There's something showing up. It caught your eye. What is it? Possibilities, not dead ends. And finally, number three, look in unlikely places. You don't want to have the wool pulled over your eyes. Second chances will not look like what you saw the first time around. It won't. It's not going to show up that says, here is your project at work that's going to catapult you to the top. No, it's going to come differently. You may have an opportunity and your boss comes up to you and says, you know what? We have this place over here at this state. We need someone to go head up the project. We don't know what it looks like. Are you willing to do it? Now, there's no promise like the first time that if you do this project, you get to jump to the head of the line for promotions. But what it does do is set you up for what? Standing out. You're willing to take a chance. And maybe this turns into the second chance. You've got to be willing to look in unlikely places. What you want may be disguised. You're not going to see it the same. It's going to be of different colors. It may be dressed differently. Have you ever thought that meeting someone and networking may actually lead to a book proposal? You want to be an author. And you find a publisher. And next thing you know, you have a book proposal that comes your way later on. Just by getting to know someone, just by reaching out, just by having conversation. Look in unlikely places. Don't miss what is yours to claim. You got to stay on your toes. Remember that lion in the bush? I promise you, the lion in the bush is watching you, but are you watching it? Maya Angelou says this, I did then what I knew how to do. Now that I know better, I do better. Leave alone what works and work on what is lacking. Your strengths, let them be your strengths. Your weaknesses, you can work on. But when it comes to second chances, when it comes to living out your dreams, when it comes to looking for opportunities and knocking on doors, you have got to be aware of it. Learn from the past, but live in the present. That's the key. Be intentional, courageous, and appreciative. Look for what's not obvious. There you will find your treasures, second chances. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.